Hello, and welcome to Tim and Ted's Brain Fart.
I'm Ted and or Tim.
And you also nearly forgot that, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
I'm Tim and or Ted.
Are you sure? Because I'm not so sure anymore.
Today, we're going to be asking the question, what would be your top five ways to die, and what would be your last word to go with each death? Yeah. Really think about the mortality of life.
It's a nice cheerful one to start us off with. Okay, perfect. All right. Well, I'll let you into a little secret.
Right. All right, then.
I did a little bit of reading. Right.
But you're not allowed to read.
And I think I found possibly the funniest story I've found so far.
All right, then.
Right. There was a shepherd in Egypt,
yeah. Right?
And he put his rifle down, chuffed off for a nap, and one of the sheep trod on it and set it off and killed him.
Shot by your own sheep.
Shot by your own sheep. If that was me, that's how I'd like to go. That, and my last word would be, bastard.
Oh, that's bad.
Yep.
Could have been worse, though.
Could have been.
You could have been knifed by a baby sheep, got lamb shanked.
Could have been lamb shanked.
Oh, see what I did there?
I love that. That's brilliant, yeah. I like it. Oh, that would have been an even better story. I wish that was my real one now.
Right, so.
What about you?
Well, I've always wanted to get the last words, who's the world going to revolve around now in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard to find a situation where you might be dying at that point. So I'm thinking it must be like, because the terminal illness, deathbed, all my family around, both of them, and...
You're going to outlive everybody else.
Yeah, that's the plan. Because you get a right kick. Who's the world going to revolve around now? That's it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's all right.
That's all that and just good old fashioned what bus.
Yeah, what bus is a good one. I think it was Roald Dahl, I think, is the story.
Oh,
Roald Dahl, I can't remember the exact quote that he said, but he had like a last line and he said something and then the nurse gave him a little bit of morphine to help him to help ease the pain of his last little bit and so his actual last words turned out to be oh fuck. He's quite as having this like really really profound thing, but it turns out it's not profound because the last bit of morphine kicked in and he was like oh I'm stoned. Fucking hell, man, this is awesome. Dead.
Yeah.
So
you want to go out like drunk?
It's just fucking minute. Stoned off my tits. Just like just in a complete, complete zone of bliss would be amazing. Just with a boner, just to make it really uncomfortable for everyone around me. Everyone's trying to keep their eye fixed onto my face because no one wants to drift their eyes too far down because I got a tent.
Was that Morphin? No, that was the Viagra drip he registered.
Yes, totally yes.
Fucking yeah. All right, yeah.
Yeah, that's how I'd like to go.
Situation, I'd like my last lines to be, my dear, don't stare at my end. Draw a check into it, because people won't be able to help but look at that point, won't they?
Lean in, real close. Closer. Can anybody tell I've got a boner?
Good.
Or assuming you outlive your wife or girlfriend, just get them really close and just go, well, it's not going to suck itself. end on a really chauvinistic, dirty dick joke.
I've always wanted a happy ending.
What's more with feeling?
All right, okay. So, aside from, I don't know, hospital-ridden, bedridden kind of illnesses.
Yeah.
Best way to go.
Best way to go.
Best way to go. I think something. You want something sudden.
You want something high impact, don't you? Something quick. Something like bungee jumping with a cord that's too long.
No.
It's high impact. You hit the ground and there's no coming back from that. It's head first into the ground.
You've already got the fear and the adrenaline going. And then there's that split second just before you hit it when you realise you're going to hit it.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to slow you down. Now, I'll completely blissfully unaware for me.
What, like in the back of an aircraft and the plane starts to go down and you crash or
just... No, as in snuck up upon and then shot at the back of the head kind of thing.
All right, like a sheep.
Yeah.
Get you with a gun.
Just surprise me right out with it.
You wouldn't even notice.
That way, my last words could be any fucking thing. Like, yeah, I'll have another brew. I'll have a foot long with ham and cheese, please. Anything random.
I love the fact that someone's going to assassinate you in Subway waiting for all this. Ham and cheese? Not in my fucking lifetime.
No, he said too much. He made me aware of his presence. Or, is that a shooting star? It's coming right at us.
Oh, yeah, but the speed of a shooting star, by the time it gets to you, I mean, you'd have had a long time to contemplate the fact that you're doomed.
Yeah, see, no, I don't know, because I think it'll still appear quite far away from me before I realise that's not just going away. I'll think that's just a really bright shooting star, and all of a sudden, it's in my head.
I still think you'd get a bit of time with that
one. They're going at some cuffing speed.
They are going at some speed, yeah, no, I'm not saying they're not.
Comment then. That's really close, that comment.
In a rocket. Well, that's the last time Tim becomes an astronaut. Or does anything, in fact.
Yeah. Oh, well. Had a good run.
Last line. Houston, we don't have a problem.
Houston, the problem's on the rocket. We're getting rid of him. Houston. Humanity will save if he's saved for another day.
Houston, how do we open the airlock from the inside while we're in motion? you're not supposed to do that. I think it's worth the risk. You didn't hear his opinions on child rearing.
What?
Child rearing, raising children.
Well, what have I said now?
I don't know. You said some stuff and I had to edit it out. It was terrible.
So I don't even know what you're talking about now. You just painted me out to be a fucking evil bastard. I mean, I am, but at least you let me know about it.
Yeah. I cut it out for the good of humanity.
Yeah, it's understandable.
Yeah.
So, you. So. Quick death. Slow death. Painful death. What do you want?
I'll tell you what the worst one would be, I think. The worst one, I think, would be drowning.
Give me a situation.
You're out at sea?
Yep.
Boat sinks?
Yep.
Swimming for a little while?
Uh-huh.
Slowly losing strength?
Yeah.
Slip below the water?
We've all been there.
And then all of a sudden?
Shark.
No, because the shark would
speak. Whale.
Yeah, and then you have to become Jonah, and that's never a good fun. No, because drowning has got to be the worst, surely, because...
Yeah, apparently it's like incredibly painful, isn't it?
Yeah, and that moment of panic you get when you like get a bit of your tea or whatever, let down your windpipe, and you're like that moment of panic where you're like, oh, I can't breathe, and you start choking, or like, you know, when you're a bit under the weather and you're violently sick and you've got to the point that where you can't draw a breath in because you've been heaving that much, and you get that moment of panic of just pure fear,
then you get the convulsions and all that, and you're still conscious for all that,
and you've got to live through all that, and you're conscious, and it's just
that's
got to be the worst.
You know what's so bad about that? Can't get any decent last words in.
No.
Yeah.
That's
what was that, SpongeBob? Even then, there's nobody around to hear it.
Well, no, because you have to do it inside your head, wouldn't you? Unless it was a telepath nearby to help you translate your final words.
No, telepaths can't get in there. I ought to get it static.
Yeah. That all being burnt at a stake. Although, I think burnt at a stake is still better than drowning.
I don't know. I think I could talk my way out of being burned at the stake.
No, you couldn't.
Right.
No. I think you took your way into being burned at the stake.
Yeah, and straight back out, right? No.
Try. All right. I'm a peasant.
All right. Yeah, go on then. Burn me at the stake, mate.
With a pitchfork. All right.
Do it.
So we tie you to the stake.
Yeah. Right, you're just going to make me more powerful. I'm going to end up setting this flame right back on you, mate.
Nope. You're not. Nope.
Yeah,
I'm
doing it.
Nope.
I'm doing it. Go on, light it. Let's do it.
I'll light you on fire.
Yeah, I'll burn. But at least I'm going out making him think about it.
No, it's like, burn him. Burn him. You turned me into a newt.
Did I?
I got better.
Get over it.
No, but I think being burnt at the stake would be better than drowning, just simply because normally you die from the smoke inhalation first,
not,
don't
not
you?
Not at burn at the stake, that's too close.
I thought even a burnt at the stake, you tended to die from smoke inhalation first.
No, fairly confident it's the genuine fire that gets you on that one.
I'm going to check it out.
Cause I think, because it's usually too open as well, I think you end up suffocating as you're burning, but it's the burning that actually does
it. I'm not saying you won't actually burn, but what kills you is the smoke.
Yeah.
But you also get the pain from the burning, but you die quicker. I'm not going to bother Googling it, I'm too lazy.
Right.
But you die quicker from the inhalation of the smoke, but you will still suffer the burning.
Yeah.
It's not like in like a house fire or something like that where you can die from smoke inhalation without even touching the flames. Not that any of those are good ways to die.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the point of the subject, isn't it?
That was it, the opposite, yeah.
All right. Well, what other kind of ways can we go then?
Skydiving.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, without a parachute.
Parachute piano kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. You pull it and there's a piano and some cutlery and an anvil. So you know that when you hit the ground, you hit the ground and you're absolutely fucked because you're going to hit the ground and then you're going to hit by an anvil, a piano and some cutlery.
Cutlery to top it off.
It's always cutlery, isn't there?
Why not?
Sometimes there's a few sandwiches as well.
Just in case you fancy a snack on the way down. Yeah. I say usually it's just an IOU one parachute note for me.
I one day you'll use that parachute.
Yeah, I've opened it several times. I really need to put myself a parachute in here, or I'm going to really catch myself out one day when I need this.
You'll never remember though.
Nope, not even a little bit.
But yeah, no parachute.
All right. Trying to think of a decent way. I mean, I've seen some stupid ones like the Darwin Awards and stuff like that.
Yeah, there are some really funny ones that people have just you can't believe they're that daft.
Yeah.
You hear about the one of the hiker?
Go on.
He was out hiking in the Highlands somewhere, and it was getting a bit sort of. He was getting a bit tired, and he needed to go for a wee, so he took a pee over the edge of the cliff. He's out there on his own, and there's electric fencing.
Oh, never.
And the electric arced up his urine.
Yep.
And third degree burns of the groin, but the pain was so intense he blacked out.
And fell off the cliff.
Fell off the cliff.
Yep. That sounds about right.
He died of ignited pubic hair, essentially. Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Well, I've heard of one of a woman who was misdiagnosed as dead.
How could he be misdiagnosed as dead?
Well, the doctors just cuffed it off. And they buried her, tried to bury her, like the next day. She woke up in the coffin as though it were into the ground, and then she died of a heart attack.
Yeah, I think you probably would if you were being buried.
Whilst being buried alive.
That's awful.
Yeah.
I've heard of anecdotal evidence. I never heard of a story that has any evidence, but I've heard of people waking up in autopsies before.
Yeah.
They cut into them.
I can imagine it, definitely.
But yeah,
who really came in to have a toe op?
there's quite a few of the funny ones out there.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of any of them off the top of my head now.
There was that historical one, the Danish king, Danish prince. Can't remember what his name is now off the top of my head because it's gone.
What did he do?
Bitten on the end, severed head of his enemy, was tying it to the side of his horse.
Oh, yeah.
Cut his hand on the tooth and got an infection, and then. Died before he made it home.
Yep, died of the infection. Yep.
Died of the infection. So he died by being bitten by a severed head.
Yeah.
That's a pretty stupid one. Yeah.
I saw one, it was like kind of like ironic justice kind of thing. A gent had been accused of, he had, turned out at the end, kidnapped a woman, tied her up on a glass table, raped her, abused her, eventually murdered her. However, he was acquitted at trial for lack of evidence. And then shortly thereafter, he tripped and fell onto the same glass table that sliced him up in every place possible.
Oh, nice.
And he died.
I think he deserved that. Yeah. I think that was the universe giving him...
And then afterwards, whilst they were cleaning him up, they found tapes that he had made.
Oh, no.
So the evidence came out at the end. So, yeah.
Well, that's the universe getting... The universe clearing up the justice system's fuck-ups there, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's... there was a... there's some really dodgy ones, though, isn't there? Some like there was a lawyer in. Did we say it was Canada that jumped a window to test his pane of glass?
Oh yeah, and then went straight through
to prove that it was like safety glass, and he went straight through it and fell 24 stories to his death.
There was a lawyer in Southern America somewhere. I think it was Texas. In order to prove that his client was innocent of murder and that the victim had in fact shot themselves, showed how easy it was to shoot yourself to the jury.
Oh.
Accidentally shot himself with a live gun.
Well,
in court. Proved it.
Did the guy get off?
I've no idea.
Oh, I hope he didn't.
That'd be even
funny. What about famous last lines? Do you know any famous last lines?
Charles, what are you doing with that pillow?
That's not yet. That's probably a prediction of the future, maybe.
I don't know any famous last words. Like I said, I'd like to get in some good ones, like who is the world going to revolve around now? And don't look behind you.
I think I think my favourite would be,
hey guys, do you want to see a dead body? I'd like on my tombstone written, died as he lived, balls deep in hookers.
You know, they get in lots of trouble for that, like jokes on tombstones now.
People get right proper tensey about
it. Yeah,
it's
like the Spike Milligan one. Spike Milligan's got on his tombstone, see, told you I was dead. See, told you I was ill. That was it. Yeah. See, told you I was sick. You know, it just, as a good joke, people got right up in arms about that. But it's Spike Milligan, that's his sense of humour.
Yeah. What I'd like is I'd like, you know, you got your date of birth, then a hyphen, then your date of death.
Yeah.
I'd like another hyphen with a question mark at the end of that.
But just really confuse people.
Yeah. He lived... He died. He rallied?
He lived. He died. Did he live again?
Did he get over it?
Will he return for Tim 2? a friend of ours, he wants the words just buried alive on his tombstone.
Yeah. Doesn't he want a motion triggered sound?
He wants a motion triggered sound bite. Does it sound like someone's thumping on his coffin? Yeah. Yeah, that'd be brilliant. But like I say, people get really bent out of shape about that now.
Do you know there is genuinely a website and a company called watchmerot.com?
Oh, do they put webcams and stuff into your coffins and watch you rot? That's odd.
Some people have it so they've got the monitor on their tombstone. Some people you can just log in.
How is it that that is
that's fine, yeah.
How is it that that's a thing? And yet people get up in arms about... There was a story in the news about a church that told a woman that she had to... clear out all the gubbins from her son's gravesite. Son was about 9 months old when he died, and what they got in there, because he had an 18-month-old or like a 2-year-old brother or something like that, and they turned the gravesite into like a sand pit, and he had like diggers and stuff like that, and then he'd go and play in the sand pit and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, so playing with his brother kind of
playing with his brother kind of thing. And they told him he had to clean all that shit away because it was unbecoming of a.
You see, it's just daft, isn't it? Why are there rules for how you have to be respected?
Yeah. Why are there rules for how you have to grieve? I mean, that's just bizarre, isn't it?
It is. Oh. But hey, that's the world we live in.
But yeah, so I did hear one story of a quite a good famous, well, not maybe not famous, but quite a good last words.
Oh, I.
This entertained me for about 10 minutes. There was a guy who was in hospital, and he was terminal. He was dying.
Yeah.
And the nurse came in and goes, looks like you're having a good day today. And he turned around and goes, on the contrary, my dear, and laid down and went to sleep and died.
Oh.
And just, that was it.
Yeah. I'll fucking show you.
Just proving to the nurse that he wasn't having a good day. Fuck you, nurse.
What do you know? Nurse. Jeez. Coming at me with all your knowledge.
But yeah.
All right.
That's a big fuck you, that one, I think.
Yeah, definitely. All right, I'm trying to think of any other decent way that you could die. What would be the most comical way to die?
Well, I think this one's quite a good one, actually. I just opened up a little web page that I had loaded just in case we started to run out of the famous deaths. And the first one I saw was Queen Sunanda Kumaratanania of Siam. I don't know how to pronounce that surname, but Queen Sunanda of Siam, which is now Thailand, drowned in 1880 in full view of her subjects because they were forbidden to touch her, so they couldn't come to her rescue.
Ah.
That's a bit...
that reminds me of another one I've heard.
Yeah?
There was I think it was in California. It was a lifeguard convention celebrating the fact that no one had died on their beach for a whole summer, and a lifeguard died. In the presence of 100 off-duty lifeguards.
Well, that's just unlucky. Yeah. I mean, I was just reading one here that says the first person ever killed in a powered aeroplane crash was Lieutenant Thomas Selfridge in 1908 in a plane piloted by Orville Wright.
Oh, get it.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. I did hear about a Russian MiG that flew 500 miles and crashed into a house, killing a guy.
Right.
It'd gone from Poland to Russia, I think it was, and it'd been flown 500 miles on autopilot because the crew had ejected due to a false engine alarm.
Oh, Jesus.
So they jumped out, it carried on autopilot, and just crashed into a house.
And ran out of fuel, I imagine.
You know how unlucky you have to be that plane's gone 500 miles to find you.
That is fate throwing a massive dart right there, isn't it? In 1992, a man called Greg Austin. I'm going to say his name is Gingrich, but I don't know how you'd pronounce that.
Gingrich.
What?
Gingrich.
Okay, whatever. Died in the Grand Canyon after jokingly pretending to fall to his death, then losing his footing and actually falling to his death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's been loads of actors who have been acting out, having a heart attack on stage and had a heart attack on stage.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, the famous Tommy Cooper, he died of a heart attack on stage, being laughed at, didn't he? So
yeah, I think so, yeah.
That's, I'd like to go out with people enjoying my death.
Yeah, I think Ernie Wise died on stage, didn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Because he died at the Roses Theatre in Tewkesbury, which is where
where
I used to live in Tewkesbury. It's sort of near there, and well, it's in Tewkesbury. Yeah. And my dad, in later years, when it became a cinema, was a projectionist there. So he took me to Sherns, and this is where Ernie Wise died. And I don't know who Ernie Wise was at the time, wasn't it? Like, imaginary numbers? I don't know. I can't have
it was only imaginary numbers.
I'm not a real person. I'm just a figment of your imagination. So
I thought I was a figment of your imagination.
Well, if you are, then something's
both gone. Figments with good imaginations.
We are.
All right. I'll take it. All right. So I'm going to go with my so far best fantasy death.
Okay.
So this is a death I had during a game of D&D.
Oh, okay. The best fantasy death. Right. Yeah. Okay, go.
All right. So in this session of D&D, me and a small party were fighting zombies. Yep.
I know where this is going because I was in that party.
Yep. I was playing a character who was a bit of a coward.
Evenwood Greycastle.
That's the guy. And I was a bard and I had Disguise Self, which is a spell that lets you alter your appearance to anything. I disguised myself as one of the dead zombies.
Yep.
I want to say dead zombie, I mean one that's not attacking. And I laid down.
You did, yeah. Just outside my pool of grease.
Yep. I laid down out to one side, just hoping to just wait out the battle, let the zombies walk off, get up and carry on about my day. Right? However, one of our party members, who hadn't seen the fact that I had laid down and pretended to be a zombie, tried to use me as cover, hid behind my body, using a bow to shoot over. When they took down the last zombie...
Yeah, it was an ogre zombie was the last thing to fall.
Yep. I looked up at my colleague at the time, and I went, good shot, mate. I was still dressed as a zombie. He was still, as far as he was aware, fighting zombies. Freaked out and shot me.
He did, yeah.
Yep. I got killed by my own mate after,
after
pretended to be a zombie.
He did.
And that was my favourite fantasy death that I've had so far.
That was one of the best, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, yep. That was, yeah.
And, so, yeah. Yeah, that whole fight was a shambles, though, because I killed Dale as well in that one, didn't I? Or almost killed him. I knocked him.
Yeah, you knocked him down accidentally.
I knocked him down.
Down everybody else.
Yeah, I knocked him down to zero by casting a snowball storm and just around him. So, yeah. But, yeah, so...
So, yeah, that was a good fantasy
death.
That
was a great fantasy death, that one.
My last lines in that one were...
Nice shot, mate.
Yeah, shot, mate. And then he just shot me in the back of the head.
Oh,
that double was, tap, in fact, actually.
It was, yeah. That was a good fantasy death, that one.
That was a good.
I think my favourite fantasy death in all of our previous games of D&D, though, has definitely been one of our... in fact, our DM in Dungeon Delvers.
Oh, yes.
Who's just wandered into the studio right now. His death... When he was Shooty McShootsgood or whatever his character was.
Yep.
He put his hand in an unpickable pocket and got sucked into a pocket dimension. And then as the guy was trying to help him out, he decided he wanted to attack the guy, so the guy poured liquid fire on him.
Yep.
So in the process of trying to be assisted out of a pocket dimension, he fought so hard he got himself murdered.
Yeah.
That was possibly one of my favourites.
Yeah, especially because the rest of the group not knowing that he'd
been
sucked
into a pocket
dimension.
Yeah, we had no idea because he went to stealth almost immediately. Didn't he? So
yeah.
We had no idea where he'd gone. He just vanished.
We just never heard of him again.
No. Oh, we actually searched. We spent a day searching, didn't we? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yep. That was
his last words were, I'll be right back.
I'll be right back. that was a good one.
Yeah. Okay. What about best death in films then?
Best death in film? Quantify best death for me.
All right. So either one that's made you just go, oh, what a way to go. Or... Well, that's really just got you right in the heart.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got one.
Yeah.
All right.
I, to be honest with you, it's not the best death, but it was right up there.
Yeah.
Right, because it had a very, I mean, it sort of combined two quite good death scenes into one. But I'm gonna throw out Peter Parker in Infinity War. If you haven't seen Infinity War, tough shit. You're about to get a spoiler here. He dies at the end.
He does.
Right. But he sort of combined.
This is really dodgy ground for you because you hate Spider-Man.
I hate Spider-Man. I really do, with a passion, because he can't do everything a spider can. And yet his song says that he can, and it annoys me. Right? But his death at the end of that, when he's like apologizing for being shit and saying he didn't want to go and stuff. That was the best death out of all of the deaths in that entire movie.
Yeah.
That was the best death.
I
was gutted about Loki, you know.
Yeah.
But that was just the best death in that movie. And I hope Ray hasn't been angry that I've just spoiled the film for him, because he's already seen it. That's okay. Yeah. You can grab a microphone, Ray. It's fine.
Go on, just chuff in.
I think you'll have to switch it on, but you are plugged in.
All right, well, I'm going to go for a death that's not actually a death.
Okay, not actually a death.
Some might just recall it a regeneration.
Are you going to go for the David Tennant regeneration?
Of course I am, yeah.
Because that is the one that I was referring to, as it combines another death, because the Peter Parker death was very reminiscent of the David Tennant death.
I don't want to go.
They both said it.
Yeah.
They both said it.
That was good. But I think one of the most heroic deaths is obviously that of Boromir. From Lord of the Rings.
Oh yeah, Boromir goes down swinging, doesn't he? Goes down.
Takes it all.
He takes it all. And he just keeps going until...
Hey Ray.
Hey Ray.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
All right, you're going to stick with that from a voice from now on?
No.
Is that your actual human voice? You've never heard that before.
My accent's been changing all day.
Go back to your DM voice, it creeps us out.
With Boromir, yeah, I wouldn't say it would be Boromir. You know, come on. Three in the chest. Oh no, two in the chest.
He took like 12, didn't he?
No, he only took two.
It was three, wasn't it? I'm sure it was three.
Possibly three.
Yeah, but he took a lot with him.
Yeah, he took a lot with him.
He went down going for it.
Oh yeah, he went down, you know, swinging. When it comes to film deaths, for me, I prefer my old films, you know, my old black and white films and such. But for me, the best death I've ever seen, watched in any format, you know, TV, film, game, cinematic, it has got to be, I can never remember his name, it would be nice if we could pull it up. It's in Telltale Games' Walking Dead. I can't remember the name of the character.
No idea what you're talking about. Can't help you, mate.
I know. He's the protagonist in, you know, the hero, effectively, in the first Telltale Games' Walking Dead. And no would have lied, the way that the voice actor plays it, the way that the voice actor of Clementine plays it, you literally had, no would have lied, I even checked it out myself, you had full-grown men, you know, meatheads effectively, crying in tears. And you could tell from that emotion, you know. And
yeah.
You know, that's acting. That is real acting, and that's just voice acting. Okay. But no, when it comes to new films these days, I'm not really a big fan of them, to be fair, because I just see them as basically people who are paid to lie. You know, films form... No, that, seriously! Yeah.
That's all acting.
That's all acting, isn't it?
Not really. Films, in my opinion, from before the 70s, so like, oh my God, just top of my head, Burt Lancaster, for instance. These guys were paid to act, and oh my God, they acted. Our British actors, for instance, you couldn't become a British actor unless you did theatre.
Yeah, that's the...
Well, I'll tell you what then, Ray. What's your best last line?
Ooh. I'll give you a second to think about that, because I'm going to jump in with one of the funnier movie deaths that I've seen. I was just looking through a website while Ray was talking at other films that
which
have got
you
funny
always
deaths,
do. A funny even death. In Dungeon Devils, you're always looking in a book or something.
you break the fourth wall.
Yeah.
Have you seen the film Deep Blue Sea?
Yes, I have.
Samuel L. Jackson eaten by the shark.
Yeah.
Middle of his victory speech.
In the middle of his victory speech. Just a big fuck you. Genuinely makes me laugh every time I see
that,
it.
Yeah, that would.
Yeah, that'll have to be a big teacher for him. You know, he's been through God knows how many films, but in that. You know, this so-called big old know-it-all gets chomped on by a big-ass blooming shark.
Smart shark.
Yeah, Smart Shark as well. Probably smarter than Samuel L. Jackson's character.
Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Oh, yeah.
Kid that jumps into the wood chipper. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you all right?
These kids have got some kind of suicide pact.
One of them just jumped into the wood chipper.
If you have not seen Tucker
and Dale. If you've not seen Tucker and Dale versus Evil, yeah.
It is amazing.
It's the best. It's worth every minute of screen time that you give it.
Blooming hell, a film which I've not watched before, man. Definitely going to have to put it onto my
We'll get you on Timid Reduces Ted.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll get you to watch Tucker and Dale. Oh, that, yeah. All right, then. So.
But your question to me, yes.
Yeah, I'm giving it.
Do you want to say it again, actually? Because I have forgotten half of it, to be fair.
What was your favourite last line?
Favourite last line? Oh. Now, obviously, you know, it's a lot of good last lines. Usually, they're obviously not the last frigging line.
Yeah, but that's it's got to be the last line.
Yeah, the last line of like that back and forth, isn't it? But obviously, has got. Even though I'm a big fan of the old black and whites, it's got to be Bruce Willis.
It was
and that is, how do you like the party now? I can't remember the full sentence. That's the problem. He's in Die Hard, the first one.
Hans Gruber.
Yeah, again, I think it's against Hans Gruber, and I could probably get in wrong, Die Hard wrong, but it is definitely in Die Hard. Obviously, Yippee-ki-yay.
I can't remember Hans Gruber's last line.
No, not Gruber's last line, but actually, the problem is Bruce Willis's character.
He did die.
Pardon?
He did die.
I know he didn't die.
So it's not his last line.
Oh, you want a last line from a dead guy. Okay.
That's the theme.
So basically, dead guys. Is that the theme?
Yeah. The theme is what would be the best way to die and what would be your last line to go with it.
Yeah. Oh, my God, in heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does make it tricky, to be fair. It really does.
It's finding a good death that I think we've had trouble
with.
It is.
It really is.
I want my last line to be, what, this button?
Oh. See, in that case, mine would be along the lines of, so I cut the orange wire? All right.
I meant blue.
Oh. Yeah, you've stumped me there. Because obviously, I was there thinking last line, you know, as in conversation. I wasn't thinking last line as in, you cop it just after you say it. You have caught me off guard on that one.
Well, have a minute, right? I like the idea of reading a sign as your last line. Just kind of like, beware, minefield.
What? Okay, yeah. That is definitely a bit of an odd one, to be fair.
Yeah, why not?
But how would you cop off, though?
Oh, I?
Yeah, I think we had this
straight
problem.
In with the innuendo, isn't he?
Yeah, I think we had
every
this
time.
Problem episode in Dungeon
I'd just sort it out and take a stroll across the minefield, mate, to walk it off.
Yeah, you know, shake it off.
I found a sad death.
Oh, I?
Yeah. Mufasa from The Lion King.
Yeah.
Just that moment where he's like, Dad, wake up. Wake up, Dad. That's sad. I remember watching that when I was a kid. There you go.
All
right. I just thought I'd bring the mood down a little bit. Too much chuckling.
You know, Disney, yeah.
Disney deaths.
Yeah.
All right, so what else?
Oh, well, there you go. Actually, yeah. It's not actually a last line.
Well, then it doesn't work, does it?
No. It's how can I put it? Because obviously this character can't talk.
Okay.
And I can't believe... I actually enjoy and believe it or not, like Pixar films and things like that.
I love
and
Pixar films.
It has got to be Wally. Okay. It's... almost his last line because he does almost cop it, but Eve manages to actually bring him back from the brink. But he does cop it. He does cop it. Eve has to bring him back. And it's just those for some reason, they've managed to, Pixar managed to make it so that you had this Wally who, all you had was these weird sounds or just simple gestures, you know, eye gestures.
Yeah, yeah.
And for us,
it was brilliant, wasn't it?
It was
the fact
it
that
was
he could communicate and emote without actually saying anything. It was
one of the few times where a still character, you know, an animation, a 3D model could actually produce emotion, and I've never seen it redone before.
Yeah,
We've been forgetting one death that should have popped up at least once with us being horrendous nerds and proving it by the things we've spoken about in the past. I was going to say, you have been and shall always be my friend.
Yeah.
That's a good
one. Now go get him.
Yeah, that's a good last death, isn't it? Yeah.
All right.
Just stop checking the thing. We've got plenty of time. Yeah, stop. You're always panicking. You're always panicking.
There's always time involved.
Always time involved. Well, subject of the podcast you mentioned was what would your death be and what would your last
blind
be?
Favorite way to die, yeah.
Oh. Hmm.
Oh.
I can't remember. What?
I've just seen the death of Wash just played on a little video clip and it really made me sad. I'm a leaf on the wind. Watch how I ka-dunk.
Yeah. I will say that was a good one to be
that
fair.
That was sad. And Nathan Fillion won best sick joke of the of a convention because when he was on stage with the Firefly crew, he said someone asked him some questions and are there any jokes from Firefly or something like that? And he's like, oh, I got a joke for you. How do the reavers clean their spears? They run them through the wash. And everyone just sort of went,
that's so bad, man.
Too soon. It's always too soon.
Yeah. If we were talking about death of TV series or films which should have been brought back, and we all know about US TV...
Cancellations.
We've had a very large batch of them this year, haven't we?
You always seem to. Every
and
year.
They do it on the good ones.
Yeah.
Not the shit ones, the good ones. But for me, what would be my favourite death? That would simply...
I wanted something quick and easy, like it looks like a shot in the back of the head, unexpected.
By a sheep.
Well, not necessarily by a sheep. That was just a different death.
that was just a coincidence, yeah.
But yeah. In fact, I think I died in Subway. I think that was the...
Actually, you died in Subway, that was right, yeah.
It turns out that's my favourite way to go.
Is to die while ordering a ham and cheese sandwich in Subway.
Oh, God. Yeah, it does make it tricky, to be fair. Your favourite death.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I wouldn't want to really, you know, cop off, to be fair.
Yeah, we've heard.
Yeah. Bag off.
Oh, aye.
Bag off. It would probably be, simply put, you know, saving someone, to be fair. And then I'll probably shout out, lock fucking next time.
Oh, then you would die.
Yeah, and then I want to cop off.
Get off the train tracks. I will look for train.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
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 That's
yeah.
a good one.
Great way to give a monologue.
That's
you know.
My favourite. Just giving a lesson on how not to mess around near trains and just get run over by a train.
Yeah.
just to prove the point.
Oh, didn't you have one earlier? I don't know if there's actually on a mic about this water's not deep enough for sharks.
He said
just before he was eaten by an alligator.
He dove into some water and was told that it's to get out because there's sharks. He says, this water's not deep enough for sharks. Then he got dragged under by a crocodile.
Oh.
Yeah. That was brilliant. I love that. That was amazing.
So, yeah. All right, then.
I'm scrolling through films to see if there's any good film deaths, but...
I can't even think of decent film deaths now.
No, there's a lot of.
Why is it every time we've got a question we just go blank? It's like,
Well, no, we've had some good answers.
You lose a few brain cells, don't you?
Charles Foster Kane from Citizen Kane in 1941 apparently is rated one of the best deaths. But then right below that is
probably something simple.
Something from Dragon Slayer, but I've never seen a film called Dragon Slayer. It was made in 1981. So these are all a bit sort of slapdash. They aren't necessarily.
They are, to be fair, because a lot of those films. To be honest, yeah, they were great at the times, but nowadays, hell, you know, I'll speak to somebody and say, you know, have you ever watched, you know, like American History X, or have you watched, for instance, Silence of the Lambs?
Huh? What was that?
I think there's a very big divide, really, between when it comes to the generation and, you know, what we see on the box, really, especially when it comes to films. You know, it's like the IQ level has dropped when it comes to films.
But games are almost as bad. I've just remembered a good game death. It wasn't even my character's death.
Was it?
Okay.
It was in, San Andreas. I think it was.
Right.
Game which I haven't played.
I like San Andreas. It was one of my favourites.
Yeah, it was Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas.
Yeah.
I was walking around. I'd got some goons with me. This little old lady goes, can you help me across the street? And I accidentally caught the attack button And
I just
gently knifed her.
Gently knifed her.
How do you gently knife?
It gets better. It gets better, right? I then backed away thinking, oh shit, I don't want to kill this old lady. But my gang read her as an enemy all of a sudden, and they just started wailing on her with all these different melee weapons.
Oh, that poor granny. Never help a granny across the road.
This is why we don't let you out of the house, just in case that might happen.
I didn't mean to kill her or have my guys kill her. It was a genuine accident. I was laughing all the way through.
Oh my god.
And then I got hit by a car because I'd backed out onto the road.
That just sounds dodgy in so many ways, to be fair. Oh, it is. That's a little bit crazy, to be fair.
Like. That's a genuine accident. I didn't mean to kill no little old lady. Accidental gentle knifing.
Yeah.
It's pretty good death.
I would have to give him that. I would definitely have to give him that.
So, yeah. All right, then. So, I don't know. Don't know where to go from there.
I'm not sure anywhere we can go from there, to be honest with you.
All right, well then, what have we learned today?
Well, we've learned that...
Gentle
knifing kill nans, yeah.
Even some deaths can be comical.
Samuel L. Jackson getting eaten by a shark.
You don't have to take it so morbidly.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
Have fun with your grave.
Yeah, we learned that earlier on, didn't we? Yeah.
So, well,
right.
Hope you've enjoyed learning that with us.
And we'll see you again soon.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, we are at Triadic Ent. We are also on Facebook, and you can find us on Patreon under the name Triadic Entertainment. If you like our content, feel free to subscribe. Every penny helps. There are some great rewards available, and we would much appreciate it. Thank you very much for listening, and good night.